This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you very much for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime sponsors and supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 30, Todd Wright Tour XXX. Brandon Legal Group will help me provide tournament gifts to all players at Todd Wright Tour 30. For information on Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, please email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. If you are in need of family law, divorce, or similar assistance, you can call on Brandon Legal Group. If that is not the area where you need legal assistance, you still pick up the phone and call for a free consult. They are full service, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or you go to their website and click on the box that says request a free consultation. It's that easy. BrandonLegalGroup.com, BrandonLegalGroup.com. And if you do play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, and you just want to say hi and familiarize yourself with some of the nice people that work at Brandon Legal Group, just ask me when you play in the event, and I'll be more than happy to make the introduction. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, podcasts, and webcasts for going on 4 years now. I'd also like to thank Papa John's of Tampa Bay. They will be the caterers for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXX in April. Papa John's has been there for me as it relates to podcasts. They were the first ever sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which this year heads into year six, coming in July. They cater golf tournaments. They provide me with pizza prize packs to give to my players at golf tournaments. Mike Lentz plays in virtually every golf tournament. We made sure to schedule our golf tournament around Mike Lentz's wedding anniversary in April to make sure he was there. It is done. There is no conflict, which is a theme of today's Toddcast, by the way. Thanks, Mike Lentz. He is the GM of the store on West Waters in Tampa, near the West Chase / Citrus Park area. Denny Gray, thank you as well. Denny runs the store closest to me on West Kennedy, and is always there to satisfy my papadilla cravings at the last minute. Papa John's of Tampa Bay stores are locally owned and operated. I'm not a fan of stuffed crust pizza, never have been. But their new stuffed crust pizza, I believe it's called the Epic, has quite the reviews, including reviews from those I am familiar with who have gone out of their way to tell me it's outstanding, and it's still promotionally priced at just $12. The papadillas are also still promotionally priced at just $6. You can get a stuffed crust pizza and a papadilla for under $20. You will eat for days. Trust me. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated. Thank you, Papa John's, for your support and in advance for catering Todd Wright Tour XXX in April. My email for Toddcast purposes is right.todd@yahoo.com. Greg is a wonderful Todd Wright Tour supporter and also loyal Todd Wright Toddcast listener. Greg always writes me at the golf email for golf purposes, always writes me at the Toddcast email for Toddcast purposes. He gets it. So if you have something you want to address from a previous Toddcast, a topic for a future Toddcast, or just, I don't know, reach out and tell me you're there, it's right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. My Instagram is @toddwright2020. Haven't changed it yet because many people joke 2020 hasn't ended yet. So it's still @toddwright2020, as is my Twitter, or you can add me as a friend on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Just remember, I'll be happy to accept your friend request, but friends don't ask friends to like additional pages. Not in my book. Just remember that, because if you do, we're going to have a difficult time staying friends. I have one Facebook page. I would like you to acknowledge that and just, we follow one page. Fits all. Good? I hope so. recording this on February 16th in the morning, actually, before I'm heading out to deliver the second of two brand new Wilson NFL Tampa Bay Buccaneers golf bags that were the grand prizes from Todd Wright Tour XXIX a couple of weeks ago. Drew Garabo of Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone in Tampa won one of those bags. The other goes to longtime Todd Wright Tour supporter Ron, who lives in Palm Harbor, and I am delivering the bag to Ron's house personally after I finish this Toddcast. Ron is part of a team that includes Rich and Mike that play in every event. They are one of my favorite teams that support the Todd Wright Tour, and I love when loyal supporters are made even happier by having the draw go their way and winning a grand prize that they covet. And in this case, it did. Ron also has a Tampa Bay Lightning prize pack coming his way that I put together via three elements that support me. One, the Identity Tampa Bay, where my webcast just finished a very successful second football season. And I'm hoping to get the pickup for a renewal for a third football season down the road. Mike Olivero at 102.5 The Bone and Cox Media Group providing me with a bunch of Lightning things as well. And Hat Tricks, which Frank Mace has played in a previous event, still trying to get David or Jeff to play in an event. They're just that busy. Hat Tricks gift card is also in the Lightning prize pack. So slightly different from the Lightning prize packs that Mike has Drew give away on Drew Garabo Live, as I added the Hat Tricks gift card to it. And thanks to the Identity Tampa Bay, an autographed puck from Andre Palat, who was a huge reason the Lightning won the 2020 Stanley Cup. So that's going out to Ron later today. Today's Toddcast involves two major events that just happened that are fresh in your mind as I gleefully look ahead to those two events in 2022. Yes, 2022. I would imagine, since many of you who listen to me are familiar with me because I live in the greater Tampa Bay area, and you certainly enjoyed Super Bowl week and the Super Bowl itself, whether it was from things you could do in the week leading up to the game, or game day itself, or the result of the game itself. I get that. Then we're just coming off a weekend that can either be despised, accepted, or embraced. There are other words you can use to describe this particular event. It's Valentine's Day, and I have run the gamut on it myself as a longtime and, dare I say, permanent member of the Bachelor family, and I'm not talking about the franchise on ABC. No, I am not replacing Chris Harrison. However, if they called. So Valentine's Day just happened, and it's of high importance to some, and it lessens in importance to others. But still, it's there. It's February 14th every year. Well, in 2022, those two events that just happened on back-to-back weekends could cause some conflict. Hear me out. So the National Football League has a decision to make going forward. Under their new collective bargaining agreement, the NFL can, starting with 2021, increase the number of regular season games played for all 32 teams from 16 to 17. This has been talked about, debated, argued for years, but it is now collectively bargained in the new deal. And while there is no set year to start that, the window opens this year. barring a change in trends as it relates to the pandemic. I'm not suggesting the pandemic is ending. I'm just looking at it from a National Football League standpoint. The NFL has every reason to step through the window this year and go to 17 regular season games. It's there. It's more money. It's what they've wanted. Why wouldn't they look strongly at doing it in 2021? Now, one of the aspects of it that they may or may not do, although there are some college football games being scheduled similarly, the plan all along was that the 17th game for each team would not be a true home game, would not be a true road game. It would be a neutral site game. And while the NFL, for obvious reasons, didn't play any international games in 2020, the blueprint for the 17th game was to always play that game in a non-NFL host city. Whether that's London, Mexico City, somewhere in Canada, who knows, perhaps even playing those games somewhere in the United States that don't have an NFL team as their own. There's a lot of flexibility there, but I'm sure the lean is internationally, because the NFL has always viewed that as a way to build their brand. And whether you agree with it or not, the NFL's brand continues to build. So if they go to a 17th game, that means the regular season takes minimum 1 week longer. Now, it could take 2 weeks longer. The NFL could add a second bye week. They could. Currently, 16 regular season games over 17 weeks. The NFL could simply go to 17 regular season games over 18 weeks, or 17 regular season games over 19 weeks. I'm sure part of this discussion will be the fact that the most recent Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had a late bye week. It was week 13. They had lost three of their previous four. They came back from that bye week and never lost another game. Eight in a row, and the franchise wins its second Super Bowl. So you're going to have teams argue, we want the late bye week. Perhaps the NFL will listen and say, maybe we give everyone a bye week in the first half of the season, and we give everyone a bye week, not in the second half of the season, but in that span from weeks, let's say 9 to 13. That if you have a bye week, week 4 or week 5, then you'd get another one week 9 or week 10. I don't know. I don't mind double bye. I don't, which would make it a 19-week regular season. Either way, if the NFL officially steps through the window and increases to 17 games, the season's going to run 1 to 2 weeks longer. So let's look at what that would mean. Let's say they start earlier, and I've never understood why the NFL hands Labor Day weekend to college football. I love college football. It was a big part of my life for the years that I went to the University of Miami and the Canes won national championships seemingly every other year. I still enjoy college football very much. But from a business standpoint, why does the NFL give away the Labor Day weekend and let college football in a traditional year, non-pandemic, schedule games in multiple windows across multiple days, maximizing television exposure and getting the country excited about the start of the college football season. Thursday night games, Friday night games, games all day Saturday and Saturday night, even Sunday games, because the NFL kind of gives up that Sunday. They don't even play preseason games that day. And then there's usually some games on Labor Day Monday as well. The NFL could simply take that back and say, hope you enjoyed it, but now that's ours. And then the NFL would have the opener on NBC where, let's say they do this, the Buccaneers would host on that Thursday night of Labor Day weekend. Then the NFL could go with a Friday night game, Sunday games, then start Monday night football, doubleheader. Hell, you could do four games on Labor Day if you really wanted to. Now, I don't think they would, because then it's a short week for more teams, but you know, they like doing a doubleheader on Monday. Why wouldn't you do a tripleheader on Labor Day? Why not? There's just a lot of room there if the NFL wanted to do that. At this point, it's hard to say whether they would do it or not. I think in a double bye, they would do it. I think if they stick with one bye week, they don't do it. Now let's look at the back end. An increase in regular season games would also likely mean the season would end a week later. Now, previous regular seasons have ended in early January. That's not unprecedented. It depends on how the calendar falls. But if the NFL goes double bye, they're definitely ending the regular season later. If they go single bye and don't start on Labor Day, they have to push back 1 week. The playoff model is in place. Remember, the NFL didn't change the playoff model for the pandemic like other major sports, most notably Major League Baseball and the NHL. It had already been decided pre-pandemic, we're going to go to six playoff games on the opening weekend, and only the number one seeds get a bye. That's in place. It's not increasing. So follow me on this as we wrap up this Toddcast. If there's a double bye, there's a chance the NFL would move up 1 week and back 1 week, since they're adding a game and adding a bye. If the NFL just adds that one game and tries to go single bye, and then perhaps they say, let's see how it goes, and in later years, we can add the second bye if we need it, the NFL doesn't go to Labor Day and just pushes back a week with the calendar of the regular season. If you push back the end of the regular season, you must push back the playoffs by 1 week. So are you getting where I'm heading with this? You just came off two weekends where you had the Super Bowl one weekend and Valentine's Day the next. Next year, there is a very high possibility that they'll be back-to-back. The calendar calls for the second Sunday of February to be the 13th. If the NFL simply adds a 17th game, does not move up to Labor Day weekend, and does not add a bye, the Super Bowl would be played on Sunday, February 13th, which also means that lots of partying men would be waking up on President's Day, and suddenly it's Valentine's Day. It's just going to cause a lot of chaos. Chatter. Could the Super Bowl actually destroy Valentine's Day? Probably not. Women love the Super Bowl too, but I don't know how they're going to feel about the Super Bowl officially being the day before Valentine's Day, which may also impact those that want to use the Saturday night before as the official night to go out. It's just something I wanted you to think about. Looking ahead to it, looking forward to it, or wondering how in the world is that going to work. Remember, we've done college football playoff games on New Year's Eve, and that was a disaster. I don't expect the NFL playing in the Sunday before Valentine's Day, and I mean Valentine's Day is literally the next day, to impact the Super Bowl at all. The impact it has on couples and Valentine's Day is going to be extremely interesting to me and fun to watch if, in fact, that is the scenario. We have 12 months to find out, but it's possible. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Remember, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. Unless you want golf info on Todd Wright Tour 30 in April, then email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.